Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn bunts towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Hegan reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland bunts towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Friend moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-0 in the game. Glenn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Zernial moves to third. Michaels moves to second. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zernial scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 0 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Robinson for the double play. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-0 in the game. McGee hits a line drive towards first. Glenn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Glenn moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Babe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Babe moves to second. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Friend hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby is hit by the pitch. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on DeMaestri. Doby scores. Rosen goes all the way around to score. Westlake moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Westlake scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Babe hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Carmen Morrow now playing right field. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Dobie hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Zerniel is hit by the pitch. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.